The world looms large. This is the source of most of my turmoil. How does one see all this strife as neutral when we know that the damage to the world is so great? How do we maintain acceptance when our children and grandchildren will suffer? Well, the thing is it's not neutral. Things are charged, and they have consequences. And part of the consequences that we have to be willing to acknowledge or let into consciousness is the world's going to hell in a handbasket. But that's a disaster scenario. But paying attention to what can I do? So it's really important to be able to make the choices that one go, what can I do in my sphere, in my world? What can I attend to that has a positive outcome? Because you have some control over that. And you have extended circles of contact. You have minimal to no, absolutely no control over. And the reality that, you know, some things are beyond our control is it's frustrating, but it's actually the way things actually are. So that, one hopes that there would be more people who would pay attention to what is really beneficial for the world, but one draws close to those people who one knows or as creating affiliations. But sometimes we can make small impacts, sometimes we can make major impacts. We don't really know unless we make that effort and just take responsibility. But taking responsibility for what we can take responsibility for. Ready or willing to be surprised when things actually go well, or to not be shaken when things fall apart. That is more what, say, like equanimity is.